Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we look ahead to the quarterfinals of the Total Energies CAF Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco this week and back at the Region 5 games that were played in Windhoek. Two of our Kosafa sides have advanced to the knockout rounds of the WAFCON, including defending champion South Africa, who face Senegal on Saturday. But before then, Zambia are in action against nine-time winners Nigeria on Friday in what will truly be a test of their championship credentials. Botswana narrowly missed out on a place in the quarterfinals despite a 2-1 win over Tunisia in their final Group B game, but leave with their heads held high. Before all of that, let's talk to the South African men's coach Vele Khumalo, who lifted the Region 5 Games crown, which served as the Kosafa Championship in that age group this year. Although an under-20 competition, South Africa took an under-17 selection to prepare for the FIFA Under-17 World Cup that will be played in Qatar later this year.
Look, I think when we started with the tournament, we made it clear that this is going to serve as a preparation for the World Cup. Our team is going to the World Cup, and we said we are not going to take things easy. We want to prepare thoroughly, and these games came handy. They came at a time where we wanted them the most. And yes, I think we had a good tournament. Few things that we wanted to see, we can confirm now that we have seen them. Few players that we wanted to see, we are happy with that. But we still need more to prepare for the World Cup. But honestly speaking, these games came handy, and I'm happy that we played these games. And to our opponents, Malawi, they gave us a good run. And maybe to my fellow brothers there, it will be like learn. And I watched their game when they were playing against Zambia. They came all out to Zambia, but they gave us a little bit of respect. I don't know why. And we were expecting that they can come and give us a little bit of a push so that we see. You know, football nowadays, globally, people are looking at us and they are saying, more especially the opponents, Italy, Colombia, those teams that are going to play in the World Cup. They are watching these games, they are making their own analysis. So our boys need to be aware of what is happening global. Media is all over the place, the game is covered. And as the game is covered, they are being analyzed. And when we do this other funny stuff that I don't want to mention now, people can see that. And yes, it's how we want to play, but normally we don't play like this when we don't over-exaggerate things. But I think we had a good tournament.
Zambia coach Nora Hauptel is preparing her side for the massive WAFCON quarterfinal clash with the Super Falcons in Casablanca and was speaking after the 1-0 win over DR Congo in their final Group A clash.
About today's game, I think we had a very stable performance today. Very mature. We adjusted some details in our block. I would say we have been very vala, that means compact in Zambian language. Out of this, we scored a goal. I think we created a few chances before the halftime. Probably we should lead there a bit higher. In second half, we tried to step by step add another card. We brought then an additional striker, you know, just because we knew Morocco is up. But without losing our stability, also there, a few chances on the pitch. For me, very mature performance. We are group second now and looking forward to the quarterfinals. Yeah, so basically as group second, we are facing first in group B. We are observing, of course, the game tomorrow. I think we are in a comfortable position that we have now five rest day or a couple of rest days. We have time to observe our next opponent. We have time to recover. I think we felt that our top players today in the end, it's the third game in a short time. So it's good for them to get a good rest. And finally, we take whoever is coming. When you want to reach to the final and win this cup, then you need to beat sooner or later everybody. So we are facing whoever is coming. Yeah, indeed, we had a lot of chances, especially good chances, really dangerous chances with a high XG. That's the KPI you mentioned in the first half. I think in the second half, we also, towards the end, when we opened the game, there were also, in my inner cinema, like 2-3 good chances. Yeah, we need to be there a bit more sharp. It's a bit about put it into the training, you know, but then it's also a kind of freshness maybe we missed a bit today. So, but I fully think towards the quarterfinal we are able to retake this freshness, this horniness to score, we say, this readiness. So don't worry, and this we will do with our medical team very well in the recovery. Well, I start with your second question. Basically, I don't speak here about the past. We are very much in the present. We just very focused on the next game. This is the quarterfinal. We observe our opponents. We have a good analysis with our team and what was in the past. Or it's not my concern at the moment at all. But to your first question. Indeed, we had a good evolution, our team, through the group stage. I think against Morocco, it's always, you are a little bit nervous, you know, you need to feel a bit how it's getting on the pitch. So there we had a bit, a nervous start, but we showed that basically we should beat Morocco in the opening game. Second game was a very a battle. It was very physical, and there we showed that we have the mentality, the kukakata, to turn such a game on our side. The third game, it was today more to our possession. We had much more kuchinja, switches, you know. We tried to enter a bit more in the pockets. So I think it was a lot work on the ball. We showed that we are also able there to do the evolution, and we did not get scored today. So to keep a clean sheet, to have this matureness in defending over 90 minutes, I think this is also something we improved now. So I think we have everything together to play a good quarterfinal. Yeah, indeed, Mercy, we brought her today in the starter 11. It's a player who is still eligible to play for our under 17. She played on the right wing. For me, a very interesting talent. You know, we in Zambia, for me, I'm a developer, so I always like to attach the top youth player to develop them and also to give them the confidence and trust. So she made her first appearance in a senior tournament. I think she did it very well. The second player you spoke, it's not the Ruth Mukoma, it's Frida Mukoma. She's also still young. We have in general a young squad. She's very, very powerful. You saw her accelerations on the top. She plays in China on loan at the moment, and her younger sister is also Ruth, you mentioned it, in our under 17. So for me, I give fully trust, you know, to our youth player, and they benefited with good performances like Mercy today. So when I understand your question right, towards the quarterfinal, our basic principles and game approach, we never change. There we just keep on working on these KPIs, on these performance indicators. Then we always put a game plan on the pitch, and this is then adapted towards the opponent we face. We evaluate strengths, weaknesses, our strengths, and look how we can hurt them the best in all the game phases. So there I cannot tell you already now, because first we need to know who we're going to face. So I think we will put a smart plan together, let you surprise, and I hope whole Zambia will be in front of the TV or either start to book tickets to arrive in Morocco.
South Africa topped Group C at the WAFCON thanks to an excellent 4-0 win over Mali in their final pool fixture, and will take that confidence into another clash with a West African opponent in Senegal. Here is coach Dr. Desiree Ellis speaking after their Mali win.
Look, we knew the two games that we'd played, we are better than that. We consistently worked on what we need to improve. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight, but today was a statement of intent, a statement of resilience, a statement of who we are. I think there was maybe one or two long balls. Everything, the movement of the ball, The quick passing, the rotation, the overloads, the underlaps, everything. Should go to the technical team. They work tirelessly on training. We had one training session before the Mali game, but we consistently worked on certain things to get better. And today we showed the quality that we have. But we need to use this to fuel ourselves to even get better, because it doesn't matter the result. You're always looking for room for improvement. And I think today we were applauding certain things on the pitch. I mean, we made so many changes at halftime, and we trust each and every player in our squad. And the way they just continued with what we started in the first half, it was pure joy. Look, we've seen Rama play at Mamelodi Sundowns as a wing back as well. And we're fortunate that, you know, she can play in that forward role, and because it's similarly to when she plays as a fullback going forward and assisting. And I think it's given her a lot more freedom. It's also allowed her to play further up the field and create opportunities. And she knows her defensive duties, so she doesn't shirk from that. But the same with Karabo on the other side, as licensed to go forward as well. And when Gabriela came on, you could see that combination working as well. It was also good to see Hilda play some more minutes, you know, and get a goal. Finally, and what a debut goal for, not a debut, but a debut goal for Ronal. It's not a debut, but a debut goal for her. We've been working on certain things in training, and for her to score, I think getting your first cap and now getting your first goal, I'm sure she wants more. But it was a true team for performance, including the technical team. As I said, they worked tirelessly behind the scenes, you know, trying to put things together, and today everything came together. But obviously, you know, there's still room for improvement, but I thought today we did everything, you know, better than what we've done in our previous two games. Look, after the first win against Ghana, we did the same thing we did in 2022. After beating Nigeria, we made changes for the next game. Didn't play well, got the result. The next game, we made changes again for that game because we wanted to make sure that we keep our players fresh. So it wasn't about anything else, but also making sure that players stay fresh. I mean, at halftime, we took a lot of players off. And brought other players on, and it's about giving everybody, not giving everybody an opportunity, but making sure that they're fresh and trusting those that you brought with you. And, you know, making so many changes, we didn't feel that, even against the previous game where we got a draw, we felt we had a good enough team on the park. You know, sometimes things just don't go your way, and that's what happened. And tonight, almost everything went right, and, you know, that was like pure joy. And I don't need to justify why I do it. I don't need to feel vindicated why I do it, because we're trusting the process. That's all what it's about. It's just trusting the process. Look, you work on things, and as I said, it doesn't happen overnight where everything comes together. It doesn't happen overnight where all of a sudden you've worked for weeks on finishing, or you've worked for weeks on your build-up, and it doesn't mean it's going to all of a sudden come right, but there's a moment that it comes together. There's a moment that you create many opportunities, and if you look at the ratio, I don't know what the ratio is, but the chances we created and the shots on goal, it gives you an opportunity then to score goals. The more shots you get on target, the more opportunities you get to score. And tonight, our goals were really well taken. I thought maybe we could have had more, but we keep working, not just on our finishing, but we keep working on everything, because there's no perfect game. There's always room for improvement, and if we continue working, we'll get better at what we at how we do it. And tonight was a culmination of that. Hopefully we can take this performance and push it up a notch, because now you get to the knockout stages. There's no second chances now. You take your chances or you go home. Senegal, well, we had a better eye on that, but it was all about getting the result in this one. We got a couple of days to really have a good look, but they've shown in a very difficult group that, you know, they can tough it out with the best. So we have to be at our absolute best to get a result, because the game's not going to be easy once again. I don't think any game has been easy at WAFCON. It's shown that, you know, the continent, the teams on the continent are improving day by day, week by week, because when you look at the FIFA international windows, every window there's countries playing. I mean, Malawi were not even here, but they were preparing for their 2026 qualifier, which is in October. So all the countries are utilizing that, and I've got to take my hat off and applaud the federations that are giving the countries that opportunity. The investment that has been done, you can see we played Mali in 2018. They have some players here, about 8 or 9 players here. that played against us in 2018, but it shows how they've grown. These strikers just signed a contract to go play in the NWSL. So, you know, more and more players are raising their hands. More and more players are being scouted from the continent. They're not just scouted. They're starting in these big teams. So just keep on going and keep on moving. And that is good. You know, it's good that it's not a one-sided tournament where you can predict an outcome, because you can't really predict an outcome. The games are so, so tight, and it's one moment of magic or one moment of madness or a mistake by someone, and then that's a goal. It shows how tight the games are. So, you know, we got to be really on top of our game against Senegal. They've shown against Zambia, a very tight game against Morocco, a very tight game. So we got to be at our best. But, you know, tonight was a statement. We've shown what we can do, but we've got to be even better in all those departments. Look, we didn't want to move. It's a disruption when you move from the one city to the other city. So we wanted to make sure that we stay here. We've had a really good stay here. We've had a good reception here. The people have been very welcoming wherever we've gone. So we feel at home here. It's the first time we've been in Oujda. We've been to Rabat and Casablanca, but it's the first time we've been here, and we've been very welcomed here. As I said earlier, it's not about giving everybody an opportunity, but it's about keeping players fresh as well. We thought at halftime that, you know, we were in control, and we made changes at the right times, and big up to the technical team that's behind on the bench. We made the changes at the right time to make sure also that we manage the minutes of the players, because there's some players that have played 290s. I think Bambanani's played 390s, Karabu's played 390s, Fikile's played 390s. So we're trying to manage the minutes. Unfortunately, you cannot replace everyone because you're only allowed a certain amount of substitutes, but we wanted to make sure that we manage the minutes and make sure that we keep players fresh, because we know, you know, the games are coming thick and fast now, and it's a game where if you don't get a result, you're on your way home. So we wanted to make sure that we keep those players fresh as well, to make sure that we get ready for the knockout stages, because, like they say, the competition starts now more than anything, and we need to keep our players as fresh as possible, because you could end up going to 120 minutes and penalties, and that's not just taxing on the body but draining mentally and physically as well. So we just wanted to make sure that we you know, give players some time and give others a little bit more time to rest and manage the minutes.
We wish both South Africa and Zambia the best of luck in their quarterfinal clashes as they continue to fly the CASAFA flag with pride. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on CASAFA's YouTube channel, Spotify and iTunes, and also get the latest news via our brand new revamped website at www.casafa.com.